Hey guys, you're listening to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. And whoever wins this weekend, it doesn't matter because Victor Lugo lost.
What is up? Welcome to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. It's your boy, Cope Squiz, back at it again. This week's podcast co-host will be the commissioner himself. I guess one of the co-missions. Dippy123, 8 years ago, his sister once was quoted that he has more friends online. And that is true today. Congrats on making it to the ship, bro. I'm going to be honest, I didn't think I was going to be here on week 16, but glad I am.
Yeah, Cobes, I honestly did not see myself either. If we're being honest, after the draft, I did not feel good about my team. As we all remember, Luck retired right in the middle of our draft, one round after I drafted him. But you could say it turned out okay, snagging Lamar in the ninth round. Here we are, man. The commish that everyone is rooting for, and the guy that's trying to win his third title and be the first back-to-back champ. Should be a fun matchup, and one of the more anticipated championships in recent memory, I think.
Yeah, for you and I. I'm sure everyone else is, could care less, but they probably...
Yeah, probably.
Let's be real. Dip, you've been to a championship. It's been an... all the way back in 2012, you made it, but you lost it to Keaton. Man, that's tough.
Keaton, so who, yeah, he was actually a rookie at the time. He is the first and only rookie to win a championship, if my memory serves me correctly.
I think that's minus the first year,
Minus the first year, but that doesn't really count. He actually whooped my ass in the championship. I just went back through the history. He beat me 172-117. I was the 2 seed. He was the 4 seed. So yeah, it was a beatdown on all levels. And I'm hoping that does not repeat this year. So we'll see.
Yeah, I want to say my championship last year, I think I only won by like 10 points or so against Noah.
Yeah, it was actually 6 points.
6 points. I stand corrected. Yeah, that was a nail biter to say the least, and man. Hoping to be the first.
If it's anything like the games that I've had this year, it's gonna be another nail biter.
Yep, same here. I've skinned by, and I should have been knocked out of the playoffs if I lost against Mick in week 13, but somehow I win that, and then I end up getting the first seed, and thankful that I got the first seed, because ultimately if I get any other seed and played last week against you or Keaton, I would have lost with 177 points or something crazy like that. I would have still lost. So
yeah, Keaton scored 182 and lost. So I think that I went back through most of our league history just because I have a lot of free time at work sometimes, and I had never seen a matchup where there was two teams that scored more than 170 points, so the fact that both of us went over 180 was pretty rare, to say the least.
Yeah, it felt like a real playoff game, to be honest. Like, it was something that everybody was waiting for Monday night football to happen, and he had 2 players left, 20 points, super doable, and just didn't happen.
Yep, thankful for that.
Oh, I'm sure you are, dog. But, hey, let's keep it moving. All right, first things first, I got to talk about it. Pat is stealing the dress.
Yes, sir. Vic and Keaton are the semi-final losers. No one likes to lose, but it especially hurts knowing that you are one game away from being guaranteed money and a shot at the title.
Mm. But now you guys sit there and watch us compete for that title and be even closer to winning nothing.
Ah, yes, sir. Winner gets their money back and the loser gets nothing.
Not a damn thing.
So, Cody, I did want to talk about the banquet. I put something in the fantasy football group earlier today about banquet dates. It's looking like right now Saturday is currently winning as the kind of the favorite night for everyone, the January 11th, with 7 votes, and Sunday has 4. So if you haven't voted on that, please go on there. I set it to end tomorrow or today. You'll be listening to this on the 19th at 5 p.m. So the three of you that haven't voted, please go and do that. Also, I believe that it would be best. Cody, I know we talked about this. It'd probably be easier if I hosted, just because I know you're coming out of town that day. Yep. Or that weekend.
So Florida. I'm gonna have a nice ass tan. I'm just kidding. I'm pale, so.
Yeah, you're going to be burnt as a lobster when you get back. Whenever that does happen, though, I'll be happy to host. We can have it here at my place on the old 65-inch.
Yeah, because my 42-inch.
Have the football on in the background. We'll have the divisional rounds going on that weekend, so that should be some good football. Maybe we'll even get to see the Cowboys playing.
Highly doubtful. Hey, also wanted to mention for the people that don't come prepared to a lot of things, which you know who you are, and we know who you are. Hey, we are roasting Pat, and Pat is currently right this second looking for a nice, sexy ass dress to put himself in, but you need to come up with some roast of Pat. Yes. I think something that we could escalate and make this league even better, especially at the end, is a good roast. And so I know some of us came prepared and some of us came over prepared, and some of us it showed that you weren't very prepared. So start writing material now. Start asking your funny friends, like Luis. I'm just kidding. Too soon. For some good jokes. And
have you ever given stand-up? I don't think so.
I feel a lot more confident than what I heard how Luis's went.
Well, I know I'm going to be coming prepared. Cody, I know you came a bit over-prepared for Trevor last year. But, you know, that's all right. You kind of made up for the people that did not, which was quite a few. So, yeah, guys, be sure to bring your roast for Pat. I think it's going to be a good time. Pat, we're looking forward to seeing you in that sexy dress, man.
A fine ass.
Michelob Ultra here with your picks of the week. I don't have the flu anymore, so fuck off. And Star Wars is gonna suck. Anyways, guys, so looking back at last week, we have the player of the week would be Lamar Jackson, 49 points. Again, the dude is just a stud. He's just balling out. He makes people look silly. He had 5 TDs, and just making it look easy. Granted, it was the Jets, and they are pretty piss poor. Props to you for drafting Lamar Jackson dip. Kind of saved your season right there. I have him in my other league. He won me $1,200, so because I went to the ship in my other league. So I'm right there with you. All hail King Lamar. All right, and the fact of the week, got to go with Dippy will be this year's fantasy champion. Calling it right now.
Yes!
My curse is going to be broken. Dippy, Lamar Jackson is going to take you all the way to Pound Town, baby. And the not so coach of the week, Victor Lugo. Your team is sorry as hell. God, I wish I would have made it, because I would have beat your ass. Actually, you wouldn't even made it if I made it. I beat you in the regular season. I scored more points than you throughout the whole season. You have nothing to say to that. terrible team. Terrible, piss poor team. Jimmy Garoppolo, that was your quarterback, and Baker Mayfield, trash. Golly, Cooper Kupp not even coming in clutch for you when you needed him most. Zeke did his thing, like always. Too bad you won't have him next year. But you suck, bro. You absolutely suck, and I feel for you. I feel for you. So those are my picks of the week, boys. It's been real this year. I've had a blast. I've got some new ideas with Cody next year. I think we're gonna do it even bigger on this podcast. Props to you, Cody, for making this thing happen. We all appreciate it and love to listen every week. I think this thing can get bigger. And as always, boys, it's a pleasure to play with you each and every year. Even though I don't win, I'll never win probably, but hey, I'm getting there. This is my second season in a row where I've been pretty competitive, so I think I'm getting the hang of this thing. Anyways, boys, until next year, Michelob Ultra out.
Let's take a look at the waiver wire pickups in the Waiver Wire Wednesday. We'll look at the top five most money spent. This segment is sponsored by Lugo's Lip Balm for continuous chapped ass lips.
Was picked up from the waivers this morning for $1.
Damn.
Big spender here. This was officially the lowest spending week of the season, seeing as only two players actually made pickups.
Yeah, I was surprised Keaton didn't pick him up, to be completely honest. He is competing for $100 right now. But guess he didn't need him.
Nope. Yeah.
Yep, and then I picked Anthony Miller. I think both of our pickups were, which you could have picked up Anthony Miller thinking about it, spending a dollar since I have no money.
Yep, I could have, but I want to keep things interesting.
Yeah, I can respect that. I don't think you're planning to start Mike Boone, and I don't think I'm planning to start Anthony Miller. So.
Hey, man, it's the last week of the season, and like our boys say on the podcast, it's all about that defense this week.
Yep.
Playing defense against our opponents, and that's the way to win it.
Yeah, I've heard too many different things with the backfield of the Vikings, whether or not Dalvin Cook's actually going to play since, there's playoff implications. And then Madison comes back, and then...
Yeah, I didn't hold Madison all year, but Luis traded to him to me, I think, like week 9 or something like that. And so I was hoping it would pay off in some sort of form, but it is what it is. We'll see where he gets drafted next year.
Yeah.
He's a good handcuff to have. He's proved that he's a solid running back, good fill-in for Cook, so we'll see.
Yep, but it's week 16. Yeah, we don't need handcuffs right now.
No, sir.
Let's get into the injuries of the week.
Oh. Ow. Ouch. Oh. Ow, ow, ow.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver Chris Godwin. Sorry, Mick. Suffered a hamstring injury in the second half versus the Lions and was quickly ruled out after being carted off the field.
RIP. Yep. And then the Vikings, we kind of just mentioned it, but the Vikings running back Dalvin Cook suffered a shoulder injury on his other shoulder that was not injured in the third quarter and didn't return and is questionable for Sunday. Actually, Monday.
Josh Allen. No, not that Josh Allen. The Jaguars defensive end Josh Allen suffered a shoulder injury against Oakland on Sunday.
When I put this in there, I totally thought it was that Josh Allen, so my bad. But fellas, that's the injury report.
Welcome to Dippy's Deep Dive, brought to you by Dipperoo's Orthopedic Supplies. All right, boys. This week I wanted to talk about every player in the league that has made the playoffs, and just the percentage that they've made the playoffs in the leagues or in the seasons they've been in the league. So we're gonna start at the bottom and work our way up. At 0%, Pat. Sorry, Pat. I know it's only been 1 year, but just had to start with you off there at the bottom, that you've made the league 0 times in the 1 year that you've been in the league. Next up is Birdo at 14.3%. Birdo, I did want to say this is since the league went to 14-man. So it went to 14-man league in 2013. So this is our, I believe, 7th year that we've been a 14-man league. So out of the past 7 years, Birdo, you've made the playoffs 1 time, which was this season. And we really wanted you to win, but sorry, bud.
Was that including the year he took off?
Yeah. No. That was before we went to 14, man.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. No. It would have been.
He came back recently, like this
That's
year.
That's right. He took. What? How many years did he take off?
I got you, Bert. This fool's trying to. I'm just kidding.
I completely forgot about that.
I want to say he took 1 or 2 years off, but I can't. What did the warden say?
If it was 1 year he took off, that would actually be 16%.
Nice.
And if it was 2 years he took off, it'd be 20%. So he'd still be the next person up. Sorry, bud. Sorry. Next.
14.3.
Next up is D-Balls at 25%. He made it in the first year that he was in the league. Or maybe it was the second year. I can't remember. But he made it all the way to the championship, and he hasn't been back to the playoffs since. So 1 out of 4 times, D-Balls has made it. Keaton's up next at 28.6%, as well as Luis and Mick. They're all at 28.6%, which in the past 7 years, they have made the playoffs twice. Luis has the longest playoff drought at 5 years now, I believe.
Damn.
4 or 5 years.
And he was the bubble man this year.
That's right. Next up, there's 5 people tied at 42.9%, which is 3 times in the past 7 years that you've made the playoffs, which was JT, JC, Andre, Darius, and myself. And then next up is Victor at 57%. Which is 4 times in the past 7 years that Victor's made the playoffs.
Damn, that's pretty good.
And then Cody at 71%.
Mm-hmm.
Which is 5 years out of the past 7. And Noah topping us all off at 75%, making it in 3 of his first 4 seasons. So... good job, Noah. Sorry you couldn't make it this year, bud. Maybe we'll see you back there next year. But that rounds up the deep dive of the week.
All right, and also I wanted to talk about the poll I sent out. Thank you guys for answering. I got 13 of 14 votes. So whoever is the single man that did not do it, fuck you. You're the worst. Dip almost spit out his water. But for a third and fourth place game for Keaton and Vic, Victor ended up getting 9 votes for last place. And then
yep.
Keaton got...
I was one of those.
Wow. I'm just calling it. I was not one of those. Even though later on you will... I want to change my answer, so it should have been higher. And then... Keaton obviously got 9 votes to win third place and win that $100 back, which was 69%. Yeah. And then we got Dip and myself. Dip, you were voted 9 times out of the 13 people to win and take it all. And then only 4 people voted for myself for first place.
Yeah, that's more than I thought you'd get.
Yeah, I don't... To be honest, I didn't even vote for myself. And so 4 of you have...
Shit.
I
don't believe that.
I swear on my life. I can... I can't show you, I guess, since we didn't take anyone's name up, but I definitely voted for you, just because I wanted to see the poll be higher, and then, yeah. But also, that means 69% as well for Dip to win. Nice. And 31% for myself. So, fellas, thanks for the poll. All right, next up we got, what's it gonna take? This week's matchups. All right, first up, we got Mick versus D-Balls in the...
Battle of the Irrelevance, a.k.a. 7th place.
Yeah, so who you got, Dip, on Mick's team?
Oh, man. I mean, honestly, as much as it hurts me to say this, Joe Mixon, man. He sat, I drafted this guy in the 3rd round this year. I'm sorry. I drafted this guy in the 2nd round this year. He sat on my team for, what was it, the first 8-9 weeks of the year? No, I think it was 7, actually. I think I traded him in week 7 after he'd had just an abysmal start to the year. And of course, when I traded him to Mick, his last 5-6 games, he's scored 17, 17, 27, 17, 18. I mean, it's like I traded him away from my team and he finally starts doing good, but he's got a good matchup this week going against Miami, so I think that's going to be kind of a cake start for him and help Mick go up against D-Ball. So yeah, I've got Mixon.
Hey, are you... I don't remember that trade very well, but are you starting anybody from that trade?
No, the big player I got from that trade was Marvin Jones, and he went down a couple weeks ago, so...
That's right.
Yeah, I don't have anyone from that trade that's even in my lineup. I had LeSean McCoy I got from him as well, and he hasn't seen my starting lineup one time, so...
Yep, understandable. I'm going to go with Tariq Cohen. He's going against the Chiefs, and I expect that game to be a shootout. Where, when I say shootout, I mean Kansas City is up by a lot, and Chicago is throwing the ball out at the end of the game. Yeah. Okay, next up, we got D-Ball's team. Who do you got?
I'm going to go with Raheem Mostert. He has been the guy to kind of take over the backfield there in San Francisco the past 4 or 5 weeks. He's looked solid, getting a lot of touches, and I expect him to keep doing that this week up against the Rams, which is going to be a big game for both teams.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Matt Ryan. I feel like Jacksonville has officially given up. But the Tom Coughlin news of him getting fired may change Jacksonville's whole persona and allow Matt Ryan to not just win, but win by a little bit. But I think Matt Ryan will be the guy that has to do pretty well.
We'll just say I'll allow that with Julio as my wide receiver 1.
Yep, and Julio actually has 0 catches. Pretty nuts.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
All right, next up, the matchup, we got Luis versus D in the...
Battle of the More Irrelevant, a.k.a. 9th place.
I know a lot of people are really intrigued about these games. Oh, but
very intrigued by the 9th place matchup.
Yeah, who do you got on Luis's team?
Honestly, I'm going to go with Mike Williams. I think that obviously the Chargers don't really have a chance of making the playoffs this season. I think I don't even know what their record is right now, but they just have been stinking it up this year, which sucks because I thought they had a really good offense going into the season. But Phillip Rivers has been doing his things, just throwing the ball a lot. Mike Williams has been catching a lot of deep balls. I think going up against Oakland should be an easy matchup for him and should help him out.
Yeah, I love that Luis is definitely not paying attention to his league.
Oh, 100%. He started Calvin Ridley on IR last week, so.
Nice. And so I'm going to go, I know he has four Colts running backs on his team, but I'm going to go Marlon Mack against Carolina, which surprisingly gives up the most to running backs in the entire league. So,
you know what? I think Louis should just say fuck it this week and start three Colts running backs on his team.
I absolutely agree with that. Someone has a score, right?
Yep.
All right, what about D's team?
I'm going to go with Courtland Sutton. He has been a surprising kind of new star this year. If only Denver had a better-looking offense, he pretty much has been their offense this year, apart from some from big games from Philip Lindsay. I think that Courtland Sutton has been one of the more reliable wide receiver twos this year. And so I think he'll continue to do that against the Lions defense that has just looked terrible.
Yeah. I'm going to go Michael Gallup. You hear it every single week. If your wide receiver or quarterback is playing against Philly, you start them and start them with full confidence.
So how about that Cooper this week?
I guess we'll get to that, bro. Want to bench him?
We stop for a quick commercial break. Are you looking for a fantasy football league? Well, I got the league for you. Do you want to be in a league with a foreigner that cross-dresses and barely understands real English? Yep, we got him. Do you want to be in a league with a big black guy that everyone's kind of scared of, that occasionally goes on vacations all the time? Don't worry, he'll always be late. We got him too. How about a lifelike skeleton with a creepy-ass mustache? Yep, it's a real thing. We got him. How about a guy that has a dick so small that he had to go out and buy a Tesla? Yep, we got his rich ass. How about a cheap-ass Jew that has a father that tears down 10-year-old kids? Grow the fuck up. We got him too. Is that too low? Well, we'll go high. Talking about our other black guy, because he's always high. We got him. How about an ogre that likes to have sex with himself and a dresser drawer hole? All while putting curses on others. Yep, we got him. How about a pasty-ass Latino that wears a lanyard with keys on it? Yes, he's in his 30s. We got him. How about a guy that is balding since he was in 9th grade? Yep, got him. How about a chubbier Spanish guy that is a Cowboys insider? Damn, he's annoying, but we got him. How about a motherfucking soldier? Yeah, that's right. That pushes papers and files stuff. Yeah, well, we got his hardcore ass. How about a brown guy that doesn't need a yarmulke because he has the perfect spot already on his head because he's balding so damn bad? Yep, we got his receding hair ass. How about a tall, pasty, curly-haired fuck that works at Walmart? Yep, we got him. How about the person you've all been waiting for? He's fucking beautiful and gets mistaken for Ryan Gosling all the damn time. Shit, I already talked about Pat. How about a ugly redhead lesbian? I am he. The XF Fantasy Football League, where dreams are crushed, we get a little weird, and new people are balding every year. Sign up today. Now back to your paid programming.
All right, we got the championship brackets. The first matchup we'll talk about is the third place game, which is Victor, the fifth seed, versus Keaton, the second seed, in
the close but no cigar bowl. Who wants their money back?
That's right. Dip, who do you got on Victor's team?
Victor's team this week. I'm going to go with Adam Thielen against Green Bay on Monday night. I know he was injured for several weeks, and I know Victor has just been waiting for this guy to show up for him, especially since he got the trade from Andre shortly before our trade deadline this year, if I remember correctly, kind of hoping that he would blow up for him. He never really panned out. I think he only got 6 points last week against the Chargers. But the Green Bay defense does give up some against the pass, and Thielen historically has done pretty well against us. So I think that'll be a good start for him.
Yeah, I'm going to go Dallas Goedert. I think Dallas puts a whooping on Dallas. Yeah, I think Dallas Goedert's going to have actually a pretty big game, and hopefully it'll be Wentz throwing in the ball on that. What about D-Ball's team? Keaton's team, sorry.
Yeah, D-Ball's team is not in the championship bracket this year.
Sorry, bud.
Yeah, with Keaton's team, I'm going to have to go with Nick Chubb, man. He was the guy that I was really hoping would drop to me in the draft. I ended up with Julio instead, which has turned out to be okay. But I was really looking forward to having Chubb on my team if I could make it happen. But he's been really good this year. He's the running back 8, which you would expect from him, especially with Kareem Hunt coming back. He hasn't done as well, but he's looked pretty good the past couple weeks. And he's going to have a tough matchup against the Ravens, but he's pretty much their entire offense right now. So,
that is. Yeah, I want to go with DJ Chark against Atlanta, but he's questionable, so he may or may not play. So I'm going to double dip, and I'm going to go DJ Moore. I think he has to have a big game. They're obviously starting a rookie quarterback, and DJ Moore has looked hella nice this entire year, really. I want to say he's the top 10 wide receiver. Let me look it up. Number 8 overall, which is really surprising. And so with the rookie quarterback starting for Carolina, I think he'd have to have a big game for Keat to pull up that third place. All right. The matchup that we want to hear / talk about the most. We got Dip, the 6th seed, versus Cobes, the number 1 seed, in
David versus Goliath.
Yeah, I don't think there's any better fitting name than David versus Goliath. 1st seed versus 6th seed. Dip, you and I actually were in the same situation last year, just opposites in our other league, and I know we don't talk about other leagues in the group me, but this is a podcast, baby, and it's my podcast. That's right. So we do whatever the fuck I want.
That's right.
Yeah, Dip, you were 1st seed, and I was 6th seed, and how did that end up turning out?
I don't remember.
Let me refresh your mind. I won. I snuck into the playoffs just like you did, and so that's why I feel like this is going to be a good revenge for you. But yeah, since you are, I guess, I'm Goliath, you're David, and I guess Lamar is David, but he is probably going to be the MVP.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Pretty solid team.
If we're talking about players that I'm really wanting to stand out this week, just starting with my team, I'm probably just throwing this out there as a Hail Mary, but Breshad Perriman is down on my flex. I literally picked him up off waivers last week, thinking that he would be a good matchup against Detroit with Mike Evans going down. I ended up not even putting him in my lineup, which, thank goodness, that didn't come back to bite me, but he got 3 touchdowns, 113 yards, going up against a Houston defense that's honestly not that good. Now with Chris Godwin out, I think Winston is going to be throwing the ball a lot, so I'm going to need this guy to show up for me, even though he's never touched my lineup before. He could be a championship winner, though, so we'll see.
Yeah. Man, looking at your team, it's hard not to be scared and kind of look at it and be like, shit. You got some solid matchups. I'm going to go Devontae Freeman. I think that's probably your, outside of Jason Witten, your weakest position is your running backs. But Freeman, even though he doesn't look the greatest, he's still a, you know, what, top 21. So he's the 21st ranked.
He's a running back too.
And then think about freaking Austin Eckler, man. I thought, you know, we would see him and, you know, do really well the first few weeks when Gordon wasn't there, and then Gordon came back, and it is week 16, and this fool was ranked third among all running backs.
Yeah, he really has exceeded my expectations for this year. I drafted him thinking that he'll do solid while Gordon's out, but he's turned out to be okay. He's good at catching those passes, running a lot.
Yeah. And then obviously we know Lamar is the guy that has been putting your team on his back.
Yeah, he's put my team on my back, though.
But your team looks hella solid, man, and best of luck to you.
One more game. Yeah, man, looking at your lineup, I'm in the same boat. Like, your players are really solid. You have some really good matchups this week. Obviously, with McCaffrey just absolutely tearing the league up. Like, he's a once-in-a-generation talent, and he's just been doing so well. The only other time I played you this year was week 2 when he scored 7 points. So, I'm really hoping for one of those games again, though it looks like the last time he scored, he's only scored under 20 twice this year. So, yeah, well, I'm crossing my fingers with that. But, man, just looking at your lineup, I think Amari Cooper is going to be just a solid matchup and really going to need to show up. Like you said, play any receivers going against the Philly defense. With that secondary that's beat down and just always giving up big yardage games, it seems like. I think that he, even though he had a bad game this past weekend against the Rams, I think he's going to show up against the Eagles. So, yeah, it's kind of my X-Factor guy on your team.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm going to go with Miles Sanders. Call it a homer pick, but he's looked, you know, very, very good over these past few weeks, and especially last week, where Vic can attest to this, that he did pretty decent. And the text messages that Victor sent me afterward were not pretty, but my score was. So if I think I'm going to have to win, it's going to have to be Miles Sanders. And the way I'm looking at this is the Eagles have to score a lot of points to not only make the playoffs, but for me to win my championship.
He's been solid for you this year. I think he's a running back 16, so if I remember correctly, you drafted him in the 4th or 5th round, so he's turned out to be pretty good for you this year. So,
yeah, he's been kind of up and down and been chilling in the 20s for the longest time, and he finally broke into the teens this past week. So hopefully he continues the work that he's been doing. So we'll see. All right, first up we got Luis and D. I'm going to go with D because Luis could care less and he's probably not going to start an actual lineup.
Yeah, I'm going to go with D as well since Luis stopped checking his lineup a while back and the Colts suck. Sorry, bud.
Yeah, Brissett did not look good.
that has nothing to do with your team. I just wanted to say the Colts suck.
Yeah. So if you listen to this podcast, Luis, yeah, you suck ass.
Sorry, right. But...
Mick and D-Balls, I'm going to go with Mick. I think he wants to prove to everyone that his team should have been in the playoffs.
Even though it doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm going to go with D-Balls on this one. His team has actually been on a tear the past couple weeks. I think he has like a 3-game winning streak or something. So, I mean, it doesn't say a lot. But, I mean, at least his team's still showing up.
It's true. Yeah, and for the games that actually matter, for the $100 game, aka third place game, Vic and Keet, I'm going to go with Keet. Just looking more, even though I voted on the thing earlier for Vic, Vic's running backs just have really tough matchups, and his wide receivers are banged up and just haven't looked like themselves, so I'm going to go with Keet.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Keaton as well. I think that his team obviously had a hell of a week that, you know, this past week against me. Luckily, I had a little bit better week than he was able to show up. But I think that he seals the deal and gets that $100 back.
Yeah. And then last but not least, is it 750? Right?
$700
game.
$700 for first place, $250 for second.
Okay, so $950 on the line. You just want to go splitsies, or how we? Wait, what? We can't say that.
Not live, Cody. Live.
We'll do that after we hang up. But yeah, we got Dip and Cobes. I'm gonna go with Dip. I think you're gonna win. As difficult that is for me to say. So if anyone wants to bet on this game, let me know.
Oh God! Can I try to head your bets there? Head your money.
See what I'm doing.
Honestly, I feel the same way. I'm just going to go ahead and be confident with this one. And hopefully I'm not jinxing myself here, but I've picked myself to win a couple times this year, and I did. So I think I can confidently say I have some slightly better matchups on some of the our key players this week. And, you know, I think matchups are important when it comes to games like this. So agreed. I think my team pays it off. Lamar Jackson is... he's carried me this far, and if he can give me one more week of 30+, I think I might be able to actually pull it off. But we'll see. I mean, it's the championship; it all comes down to this. You know, ever since we had our draft in early August, and here we are, in, you know, almost Christmas, and it's you kind of dream of this day actually coming. And you don't get here much in a 14 man league, so I'm just thankful to be here, and hopefully we're able to pull it off and get my first gold jacket. Join the hall of champs.
Definitely not gold, but they're poop brown, but they do pretty well.
The thrift store jacket, I think Darius started that.
I did, which if you didn't know this, you now have to buy it yourself.
I knew.
And so I had to do it last year for our new jacket and for a new color or whatever. And yeah, Dip, I know you lost back in 2012, but I just wanted to be the first one to congratulate you and say good game, man.
You're such a dick. Hey, Keaton sent me a good game on Thursday night, and I thought it was going to come back to get me, but I was able to beat him, and here we are, man. It's going to be a good matchup. I'm looking forward to playing you, and it looks like actually we'll have to wait until Monday night to see who wins, since you've got a Viking on your team, so.
Yeah, what? A defensive lineman.
So, yeah, if I'm up by, like, 30 going into Monday, I think we can call it on Sunday, but we'll see.
Yeah, unless he gets 40 sacks, which is totally doable.
Yeah, totally doable.
Even though he's the number one freaking defensive player, and
he is.
His big weeks are like 12. So, which we may need to go and vote on something about that.
Well, looking forward to it, man, and hopefully I'm able to put that trophy up above my head at the banquet here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, that would be really nice for you, and for me to just watch you do that. I'm so excited for that.
Hey, man, you've already gotten to do it twice.
Never with a trophy. With a belt with my name sharpied on the back of it. Super nice. And then last year you forgot the money, and so you had to Venmo it to me.
Well, so, luckily, if I'm hosting this year, I've got it in a safe place. Nice. Here in this house.
I'll believe that when I see it. But yep, just to close this up, I just want to say thanks for, I think this is your third time being on, and the game plan was always to have the two people that were in the ship be here for the Week 16 podcast, and realistically, I really didn't think myself would be on it, and then for you to be here either, especially with the Andrew Luck retiring mid-draft. Never forget, man. Never forget.
Yeah, man.
But you've made a solid team, some pretty solid trades that have got you here. Same for myself, and excited for you to win your first one.
Hey, thanks, you dick.
What the hell, I'm being all nice and shit.
Yeah, well, I know there's a little bit of a just a little bit in there that's just like trying to jinx me. So.
Don't lie
to me, bro.
Team. I know the story of David and Goliath.
All right, man. David wins. We'll see if I'm David this weekend. But thanks for having me on, Cobes. I appreciate it. It's been fun. It was the first time. The first time wasn't so great. You know, if you remember correctly, I had to leave early because I was having some stomach issues. Oh,
never forget that.
Luckily, those are behind me now. And I'm feeling better, feeling good about this weekend, and man, just looking forward to Saturday for the triple header that they got going. I think I have a player, you have a player on Saturday, so it should be fun.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a solid matchup. I really do, and I do want it to be close for you not to completely run up the score on me. But yeah, we'll see.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thank you for the podcast this year. Hopefully you're able to keep doing it, you know, a couple episodes here and there in the summer or in the spring and summer leading up to the draft, next year. I think that will be fun. I'm definitely looking forward to listening to those. So appreciate all you did for the league this year. And, it's going to get even better next year. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. All right, boys, like always, we'll see you next week.